All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to get to the wings one more time for the 3 o'clock audience. Yeah. And we are going to talk about the NCAA tournament a week from today. We'll be in Vegas. You guys will be watching the games, listening to the games, betting on the game, whatever it may be. And why this might be the last tournament of its kind. That's not drama. I gave Rico some homework. I got to play teacher for a day here. Hey, do you want to learn? Come to my class. I'm Rico. Well, today I gave him some homework, huh? And we're going to talk about it. But I want to play the Lalonde stuff for you because I think it's important because I think it's applicable rage to any sport. If a coach comes out and says this amidst a 7-game losing streak, it borders on intellectual dishonesty. Here's Derek Lalonde last night. Tell me what you think.
No one had us in the playoffs. We were an 8% chance to be in the playoffs. Someone would have told us with 17 games left, we'd be tied point-wise in the last playoff spot. Of course, we have taken it. And we've earned that with some really good stretches in our season. But there's been some moments in our season where it slid, and we're in one of those moments now, and we got to get it back.
What? February 28th, you were 65% favorite to make this thing. You were rolling. You've lost 7 straight. You're getting killed every night. You've been dominated by the Coyotes twice, 8-1 combo meal. Buffalo, who kicked your ass the other day, is coming in. They just bombed the Islanders. Like, who are you beating? You're not even close. Rico, they're not losing 1-goal games.
No.
They're not tied and losing heartbreakers. They're getting axe murdered. I mean, it's a 5-2, 7-2, 4-0, 4-1. 5-3 makes you feel like they showed up.
And if the score was actually an indicator of how well or poorly they played, they would have lost by a lot more in a couple of those games. They've been playing so badly.
Horrific. Just purely horrific.
Yeah, here's the streak. 5-3, 4-0, 7-2, 4-0, 5-3, 7-3, 4-1.
Whose fault is it? We know it's everyone.
There's a 4-1 in there. It's not so bad.
Moral victory.
But we know everyone shares blame. But who shares the most in your mind as a fan? And then it's really the other question. And it's something that has been irking me in this city the last few months. We have got to stop deifying these general managers. We have won championship in this city in 20 years. And none of the people that are here brought it to you. I like Steve Yzerman. There's nobody more qualified for the job. But that doesn't mean I have to tell you it's perfect. If they miss the playoffs amidst an all-time collapse here, you have to take criticism. You have to take the man down from the cross. He's a human being, all right? He's not a deity. It's why I think some of you just need to calm down with the Brad Holmes stuff. We all think Brad's done great. We don't have to sit there and turn into Kremlin-like sycophants. Like, if they miss the playoffs, is the bloom off the rose with Yzerman? Where we can just talk about him like a GM, not like this weird deity. You know what I'm saying? Like Rico, people do it with college football coaches all the time. And I'm like, if you arrive at the stage where the person who's coaching your team can do no wrong, why do you watch sports?
Because of all the joy that person brought you.
Okay.
The titles. No. Mike, because some people in their world, Yzerman just hoisted the cup last week.
Kenny, I know it's been six.
No, it's been a while, but the memories are so fresh to them.
I know.
And it's like the college coaches or whoever, it's like, oh my goodness, like Brad Holmes, people are still high off of the game when you beat Tampa to go off to San Francisco. That happened yesterday to some Lions fans.
Let me throw the number out, 248-539-9797. I want to hear from the people on this. And again, I'm not dying on any hill. Rico's not dying on a hill. I don't have the answers. I just know when a team stops trying or looks sloppy and disengaged on a nightly basis, six playoff teams have fired their coaches this year. Is it wrong to say maybe Lalonde, you push the button, you try something? I don't know. I'm asking the hockey elite. I can't switch out all the players. That much is clear. Let's go over to Jeremy, 97.1. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
First time in a long time. So I'm 30. You know, I went to the Joe back in the day. I was, you know, old enough to remember Stevie Y winning Stanley Cups and the whole thing. This is just unfreaking believable. I mean, Larkin went, okay, you got the Islanders, you lose, tough game. Florida, you lose, another tough game. Larkin goes out and these guys look like a Pee Wee team playing against NHL teams. I mean, it's what happened? One guy goes out and everybody just forgets how to play. You know, this isn't basketball or something.
Right.
And so the hot seat, I think if they don't make the playoffs, Stevie's on the hot seat too. I think Lalonde's maybe more on the hot seat. Like, you got another bad year next year and he's gone. And so that puts pressure on Stevie.
Jeremy, can I ask you a question, though? Yep. Why is it always next year in this town?
Like, I know, and if that's where, you know, maybe I'm giving him a little more of a leash just because of his credentials so far.
Sure.
But, I mean, if they don't make the playoffs this year, I'm not saying Stevie needs to go.
No.
But I think Lalonde, he's next year. Then Stevie, like, yeah. You know, I don't know.
I know. Jeremy, it's just one of these deals. And, again, I understand all situations are different. When you see that six current playoff teams or teams within range have fired their coaches in season, I'm using an NHL standard to pose the question to you guys. I watch a lot. Rico, they don't, you know what's funny? Doesn't matter what sport it is. You can identify effort.
Mm-hmm.
You can identify intensity. You can identify a sharpness in what you're trying to do. The Wings have none of it.
No. Right now, they're searching for answers, and they're hoping that somebody steps up and becomes that leader. But, Mike, I'll answer your question. Why is it always next year?
Yeah.
It's next year because if you accept that it's this year, then you have to accept the change that comes with it. And a lot of people don't want the change. They just kind of want it to work itself out so they could take a deep breath and go, okay, all right, now we're back on track now. Now we're at it. Because if not, if you actually said you got to do something this year, that means – somebody's fired. Somebody's gone.
Right.
Major changes happen and no one likes change.
But it's such a fear of accountability. Like, it's funny to me. And I'm not going at the fans here. I'm just saying in general, like, the people who pay to watch this product have real accountability in their lives. Accountability that if they don't provide at work, they're out of a house.
Mm-hmm.
They don't provide as a father, a mother. Like,
but sports is different.
No, but it's not. It gives you less of an excuse to not be accountable. These people are playing fantasy sports. That's what they're doing. Millionaires who use billionaires' money to buy players.
No, but it's
it's fantasy sports.
No, but it's an escape. It's like if you make a bad movie, okay, it was a bad movie, but you're going to be allowed to make another movie at some point.
That would absolutely explain Steven Spielberg. 248-539-9797. David, we'll get some ticket texts. Actually, you got a couple now? Go ahead.
Went to the game last night. They are the softest team in hockey. It was like watching a no-check beer league game. I cannot believe this is the Wings right now.
Yeah.
Yzerman needs to give the Lalonde the axe. He should have done it after last week's loss to the Coyotes.
For the same team who sold at the deadline and is awful and was 2-12-1 before you met him in Arizona, for that team to ace you out 8-1 over a two-game span, That is a major red flag.
Yeah, that's what somebody actually texted in. They're 4-19 over the last 23. Two of those victories are against you.
Yeah. Like, I can't give you any stress about playing Florida and Florida beating you 4-0.
Right.
But this, come on.
Losing at Colorado.
I'll tell you now, the way Buffalo's playing, 248-539-9797. Go ahead, real quick.
No, I don't even think it's the team. I just think this Red Wings team is lost. They're searching. They're trying to find the answer, and they're trying to do it on the fly. Doesn't sound like you're getting it from the coach.
No.
And the players, I mean, you don't have that superstar player who says, guys, I got this. Hop on my back. I'm going to lead us to the promised land. You got good players. You don't have that great player. He's not there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
David, what do you got?
No playoffs equals no alone after the season. People can hate on Torts all you want, but this team apparently needs a guy with a bad deposition to lead them.
They need something that Lalonde's not providing because they look flat as a pancake. And is Larkin's injury a part? Of course it is, but not like this. Larkin's not worth three goals a night. Come on.
Someone's saying, I wonder if you think this is a good example here. The Red Wings right now are what the Philadelphia Eagles were in football this past season.
You
don't know what happened in that locker room.
You know what?
But the collapse is there.
That's a pretty good call. All of a sudden, they just forgot how to win. They couldn't get out of their own way. They just limped to the goal line and just finally said, forget it, we're done.
If they lose tomorrow, Newsy should be shipped out immediately after the game. Okay. Someone else says, the Wings look worse these last seven games than even the Pistons look during the 28-game losing streak. They look like Michigan basketball right now. Lalonde sucks.
Okay, then. And by the way, Michigan basketball fired Juwan Howard today. I wonder if Wojo thinks it's still complicated.
Yeah, wait. Never mind.
That's right.
Jason in Heartland says...
Are you working today?
No.
Oh. He doesn't work here anymore.
He's still...
I'm convinced... Wojo is like a ChatGPT creation because the real Wojo doesn't work here.
That's fair.
All seven of the Wings' losses have been in regulation, too. I wish we could have gotten at least a few points from an overtime.
That's what I was saying with Rico a few moments ago. David, it's not like they're getting some bad puck luck and they're playing these 2-2, 3-3 games into overtime, losing shootouts. That's different. These are games that you're going to Netflix by the second period mostly. Now, last night notwithstanding, they had every opportunity. And just, I don't know what I'm watching. Let's go to the people.
Do you think Arizona at home, you can get it done?
Yeah, after they kicked your ass at their high school ice rink.
Right, yeah. One of those. Yeah. You know what? This is it all ends here, but it didn't.
Go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. How you guys doing today? Listen, I kind of watched the entire season, and this year's particular team takes everything from their captain. Every time they had adversity, he's the one that sparked the team. All those come-from-behind wins were right there because Larkin did something that got his teammates going. And I think the majority of these losses are because he's out. I know the two games he was there, but that's just two losses. They coincidentally are after the ones that fouled that I'm worried about. And I think it's due to the Larkin's disappearance on the ice for the injury.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, all right, but Mark, let's go to the bigger thing, right? Because I'm not going to, the Larkin thing, I know, it matters. It does. I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't. Yzerman, they missed the playoffs. Does it change your view of them?
Yzerman, absolutely. The coach, I think, like you guys, if they don't win in the next two games, they need to fire him. It's a desperate effort to shake up the team.
I mean, I guess, but doing things out of desperation, Kenny.
If they don't win the next two, they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're still not going to make it if they win the next two. There's no guarantee. But if they, you know, want to put, we can't cross the line in the desert, you give this guy two more games to get this team in the right direction, or you got to get one of the assistants to take over. Or, hell, even put Yzerman on the damn bench. I don't care, but you got to get rid of him.
If you've reached that level, you know this thing hasn't worked out well.
I think there is a compromise to be made, though, because if the Wings, if they lose the next two games, but they look like, you know, they're right in it, they're, you know, they're matching up well, they're not getting beat to loose pucks, they're not leaving passing lanes open, you know, maybe they push a game to overtime. If they're in both games and they don't look like absolute crap, then I'm not firing Derek Lalonde. But if they look the way that they've looked in the past seven, where there's just no try, no effort, I get closer and closer to saying, yeah, maybe Lalonde needs to go.
Well, it's funny, Kenny, because I keep thinking back to what the ticket texter said. What do you think broke this team? Like, the Eagles were broken. They went into the Niner game, and after that, they were never the same for the rest of the season. What happened to break this team?
I think it begins with the Larkin injury. There's something going on there that can't be the only thing. Teams sustain injuries all the time in every sport, and you don't see locker rooms just completely shattering and giving up. Larkin, I'm sure, was a great motivational factor, but to that extent, there's got to be something either behind the scenes or it's simply just a Derek Lalonde problem.
I mean, not making a trade at the deadline, could that have killed the locker room? I'm asking. Don't kill me.
No, this all started when they lost to the Islanders. So I was like, okay, but they just lost 5-3. No shame. Like, okay. But, and then, you know, you play Florida, you play Colorado. Okay, good teams.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, did something happen that just broke this team?
It might have been Larkin. I think it's a behind-the-scenes thing. Because I don't think, you know, not buying at a trade deadline is going to be like, well, I guess we're giving up. I think comments by, like, Derek Lalonde's comments are way more damaging, saying, well, nobody gave us a shot and we gave it our best try or whatever he said.
Yeah, that's 8%. One. If I'm Yzerman, you get a finger. Hey, come here.
Yeah, don't say things like that. What are you doing, man?
No, Yzerman, the minute Lalonde opened his mouth, it should have been like the Pink Panther.
No, okay, no, okay. No.
Come over here. Mortal Kombat. Let me come over here. No. Yeah.
Let me talk to you for a minute. Come on. Let me holler at you. Come on.
No. Okay. No.
In my office.
No.
Yzerman just walks right in front of the cameras. We're not doing this.
What did you just say to the media? Repeat that to me.
Like Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that word?
Probably his father.
Let's go to Guy, 97.1. Guy, what's going on, bud?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. What's up?
So I can't stand Derek Lalonde. This man irks my soul. You know how I feel about him? Exactly how you felt about Tony Stubblefield in one of your rants.
Oh. That is
the level of frustration I have against him. To think that I wanted John Tortorella this whole time, because there's a difference of the man. Last week, John Tortorella got kicked out of a 4-0 game that his team was losing, and he refused to leave the ice. And then after a game when Larkin's dead corpse was on the ice against Ottawa, he goes ahead and says, well, the Perron suspension seemed fair. It's just two different ideals of the man. I can't stand this guy.
Listen, so Guy, when I brought it up, that six teams that are in the playoff conversation or in playoff spots have fired their coach in season. Am I crazy for at least saying, do you try this? Like, does anyone believe, is Lalonde going to be your guy when you're ready to win a Stanley Cup?
I would 100% do it. And you know what? The coach who led the Blues to the Stanley Cup against Boston, Craig Berube, guess who's available? I'm just saying it's a direction in which we know that there's people who are available who have gotten it done. I know the Blues were a better team. They had a stronger core and everything like that, but I know it can be done. I mean, hell, Minnesota just pulled a goalie in overtime just to win a game, and that was with a backup coach. There's something just needs to be done. I can't stand this, man. I wish you – when we blew a game against San Jose leading 4-0 and everybody was all happy-go-lucky – with that loss streak, I wanted him fired. And then, you know, things kind of righted the ship a little bit, but I just can't stand him.
I'm not here to argue it. I just wonder if it's a desperation play with 17 games to go.
See, that's what it feels like to me.
Okay. You've lost 7 in a row in non-competitive fashion. It's slipping away. It has slipped away. You're currently not in the playoffs.
So what's the magic number?
I think if they lost, 10? Let's say they look bad against Buffalo this weekend. Do you pull the trigger?
That's what I'm saying. Is there a magic number? If we lose 10 in a row, that's it. You're done.
I'm past the magic number. The night they lost Arizona in the high school stadium, I go, oh, my God, this is free fall. We're at 7 now. The idea that Arizona came here and just did it to them.
So glad I didn't go to that game.
Oh, boy.
I would have got blamed.
Oh, boy. David.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Nothing. I'm just...
I got people to go to. I just want to make sure, you know, if you wanted to chime
I don't want
in.
To get yelled at by Kenny, so...
No, say it while
Kenny's on the phone.
He's screening a call. He can't hear you.
He sure can't. Now he can hear me. I just want more blame on Yzerman, okay? I just do. I was worried that they didn't make a deal, and it was going to be after the Arizona loss. Everyone said, oh, if they lose to Arizona, then we can panic. Well, that was after the trade deadline.
The timing of the deadline was suboptimal.
I really didn't like it, okay. And I wanted a move to make me happy.
But
I know
we go back
it's not
to,
about me.
We go back to Father Kenny on this in saying, what was the move that would have avoided this?
Overpaying for a rental that would have left at the end of the season.
And
sacrificing draft capital just to set it on fire is not a solution.
And may I offer something, David? It's not one thing. It's not one player. Yeah. It's not one position group. The whole thing is rotten. Top down.
And that to me is on Yzerman when we only have two of your draft picks on the roster currently.
Kenny, what do you make of that developing talking point?
I think
this is great. I feel like it's 60 minutes and I get to like interview Kenny or moderate. I'm Maury Safer.
No, I think it's a valid point to an extent, but I mean, when the thing that I can't defend with Steve Yzerman is when he says things like we have faith in our system, in our depth, in our players in Grand Rapids. Where are they then? Right. No, I get that. And I know that there's a couple NHL-ready players down there that, I mean, barring the Edvinson injury, he's at the top of my list of guys who should be here right now. And he could have been here before he was injured, like I had suggested. Right. That I put on Steve Yzerman. But on the other side of that, David, it's... He built a team that was firmly in the playoffs, about to be in a divisional race, and then the Larkin injury happens, and then this team, that part I'm putting on Derek Lalonde, because it was just a downward spiral of nothingness for the last 7 games, and I think Steve Yzerman built up a good enough roster to get to that Atlantic race, and then something happened behind the scenes, whether it was the Larkin thing, like I said, and then it just started to spiral.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Kenny's professional. I at least say one of you back there is professional.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It wasn't directed at you. Kenny right now is maintaining his temper. He's maintaining his emotions. We're okay.
Yeah, he told me don't mess with him today.
Kenny could easily be acting like Juwan Howard right now, but he's not doing that.
No.
I'm going to smack the...
No.
I'll kill you.
Wait. Which
Fire
Juwan?
Fire Steve Yzerman.
The current Juwan or the... Yeah, because this new Juwan is just Mr. Pacifist and everything is happy.
Well, he's gone. Be pacifist somewhere else.
You're welcome, Illinois.
Pacifist Malibu.
You're welcome.
Hey, depending on what Juwan you're asking about, I could ask you, well, what do you want? Kenny to be unemployed like the real Juwan? Rico going right for it. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sean Windsor.
He listens to the show.
He does.
I think. Can't confirm.
He asked Izzo today about people wanting him to wear a suit.
Oh! He is a 500 coach since he went to the leisure wear.
Also, it could be because he doesn't have a big man.
But just go with my angle. It's way more fun.
Izzo said, quote, "What I say to them, do they want to wear suits and ties and tuxedos and long gowns to the game? Ask that question."
No.
He then followed up and said, "That was the worst question I've ever heard after a tough loss."
I will say, asking him after they were eliminated from the Big Ten tournament, no, that's not the time.
Right. You're probably right. Yeah.
A fun radio bit, though? Yes, it is.
A 3 or 4 point loss? Yeah, because now you're thinking of all this difference. Wait, you're really asking me? Is
look
because
at
I didn't
Izzo's
wear a suit?
Record before he stopped wearing a suit, and look at it after. The evidence is right there.
How about I meet you halfway? Put on a suit and go recruit a big man.
Done and done.
All right.
Sleeveless tuxedo and a big man. Let's get to the people. I can't believe that question was actually asked.
Me neither.
Did you see the question last night to Providence's coach?
Yes. About
the girls
about black
think you're attractive or whatever. What's your marital status?
What's your marital status? Are you single?
Who are we credentialing? You want to know why I don't bother with this crap? You're hearing it right now.
And he literally was, I give him credit, was like, what?
This has become Super Bowl media day.
Well, you know what I blame is the gatekeepers. That's when you just go, you know what? Give me the mic. Give me your credential. Get
Step
the hell
away.
Out.
Step away. Let's
right.
go.
Just get out. You're done. They want to know your marital status. Like, Texas?
Dollar sign.
Right. No, I did. I saw that as well. Because I often, when I got to leave, I'm like, hey, guys, I'll give you $20 if you ask this question. That was one that I probably should have. I would have lost money because I didn't think anybody would ask that.
You a sex addiction? You got a problem with sex? Sex? You addicted to sex?
All right, let's get back to the
Oh, golly, Miss Molly. All right, let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
I got to tell you, I wish it was a happier Friday. This Red Wings team is just woof.
Oh, I know. Like, I know the Lalonde comments were awful, but what is also awful, in my opinion, is starting Alex DeBrincat on the third line. Like, there's no playmakers to get him to the puck. Like, he's a finisher. He's not going to, I don't know, he's not going to, like, create plays. Like, he's going to finish plays. And you're starting him on the third line with, honestly, no playmakers. And, you know, if these centers are not doing it, call up someone from Grand Rapids. You know, Irisman has talked about Grand Rapids. Marco Casper, I know you're not a big fan of the try-hard guy, but he is the ultimate try-hard guy.
Don't take it. Don't take it that way, please. No, Mike, I'll call up anybody at this point. The Grand Rapids thing and the system thing, it's just starting to feel like they're running cover for themselves because it's not even real. There's only two guys that play.
Oh, I know. But, like, again, they run this, like, dump and chase, and it seems like none of these guys are putting good pressure on it. And at least one guy, if you call up one guy and threaten these guys to get Wally pipped, you know, with Marco Casper, like, you can do stuff. And, like, maybe he provides a spark, and maybe when you get Dylan Larkin back, if he's not playing well, just send him down to Grand Rapids. I mean, what's the worst thing in, like, trying, you know? And that's our frustration.
That's what we're asking for, is what do you do with 17 games to go? And I understand a guy on the radio who admittedly doesn't love hockey the way he used to, saying, do we fire the coach? May not seem like the most nuanced take. But, Mike, we're all searching. I'm not mad at your suggestion. And after Lalonde said what he said last night, that's not a message I want in my room. That's not a message I want to tell the guys. Hey, you know what, fellas? Nobody thought much at the beginning of the season. So the fact that you're bleeping down your leg now, who wants pizza?
Oh, I know. And at least if you get Marco Casper up there, it brings some energy. It brings a guy who wants to play. Like, I'm just frustrated beyond belief.
I know. And I thought we were all going to have a good time. Playoff run, be able to get Kenny down there, ringing the bell, the whole bit. And, yeah, 7 games in a row. They're not close in any of them. It's a total grease fire. You fired a coach? You call up some kids, Kenny? I mean, obviously, you can't call up Edvinson now. He's hurt. I don't know the answer.
All of these suggestions are in play. None of those are stupid ideas.
But are they?
I inch closer to the Lalonde thing with each passing game where they just don't look like they're trying.
So Rico asked me while you were screening calls, Mike, what's your number? I said, we're already past the number. I said, if they get dump trucked by Buffalo this weekend, he's gone. My world.
I get closer to it every game.
I'm saying if they lose, it's the magical number
10, no. 10 in a row.
That's the magical number might be one or two more for me. Honestly, I'm that close. So it can't look this. I mean, losing is one thing. I understand losing, but not trying, that's deeper than just losing. That's deeper than just, you know, what's your plus minus. It's deeper than stats and numbers.
It's who you play and how you play.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter what sport it is. There's no conversation about Lalonde losing 7 in a row, but let's say they lost 4 of them in overtime. You go, wow, this is the most gut-wrenching streak of hockey you'll ever see. Rico, they can't even get into the second period before you're watching reruns of Murder, She Wrote. It's unbelievable.
It's Matlock, okay?
Look, I just know you were a big Jessica Lansbury fan. We'll get back to your
Columbo.
Peter Falk, excellent.
Hey, one more question, please.
Just a minute. And I'm going to start 7-7. What does the number 7 mean?
I don't like the way this started. Can we start with a different number?
What does the number 7 mean?
Slices of pizza Kenny had for lunch.
No.
7.
The amount of times the Red Wings have allowed 4 more goals in a 7-game losing streak.
That is correct. Hey, how about 0? What does the number 0 mean this week in sports? Oh, wait. Jobs Juwan Howard has.
Oh.
Roberto?
Yes.
Frankie Avila.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I got some numbers I'm going to throw your way, and you guys got to tell me, what the hell am I talking about that happened this week in sports?
Yes.
Here we go. First one. Number 32 of all time. Number 32 of all time.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Kenny?
Is this my sport?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Here's my question. Would this be like an NBA scoring thing? Come on, shoe polish beard.
Do I have to tell you? Yes, you would be correct.
No, so at least we are. We know somewhere where we're going.
The LeBron? No.
No.
No. 30, you said 32 of all
That'd
time?
Be the hair follicles on the right top of his head.
Steph Curry?
David?
Yeah, I have a great guess here. It is DeMar DeRozan is now 32nd all-time in the NBA in scoring, I believe.
That is correct, beating Adrian Dantley.
That is a team effort. That was a going-to-work Pistons effort.
Check his screen, Ken.
Breaking news. It was not a team effort. Roberto, turn your computer. I can see your entire screen.
Oh, come on! Fire him, Mike. Fire him. Unbelievable. And during Lent, no less.
Come on. I know. Look how big
it
is.
But I told you about it. Right. I told you about it.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
You're pretty much asking.
This guy gives me flack for enjoying red meat. This guy's cheating in a quality radio game.
I just wanted to tell you now, so I don't, you know.
Let's continue.
Roberto's the type of player you like playing cards with, and he sits in front of the TV so you can see his cards.
What do I do with these picture cards?
See in my glasses?
Right.
All right, next.
All right, here we go. 2 days. 2 days.
The amount of time that Michigan hired a firm to find out that Juwan's a bum.
Close, but no.
Okay.
The amount of times that the length of time MSU was in the Big Ten tournament.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. He said close, so I was like, okay.
Kenny Cott.
The amount of days Derek Lalonde will be employed.
I don't think we're doing prospective sports by the numbers. David, without cheating this time.
Look at me. I'm struggling here. I am not cheating. 2 days?
I'll give you another hint. Two-day window.
The tampering window for the NFL?
That is correct.
Maybe David should just play the
that
rest.
That was easy, though. That was kind of easy.
Oh, come on.
Once you said.
It's a matter.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that have to do with Michigan and Juwan Howard?
It doesn't.
He said it was close.
Oh, he did say that. He said close.
I did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's why I was like, well, State being in the Big Ten. No, I have no idea what the answer to that question is.
Next.
Have you seen my beard?
Yeah. Regal.
All right, here we go. 70 and 92. 70 and 92.
That's not Juwan Howard's record at Michigan, is it?
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to do math here. You're right, he wasn't there long enough. Close.
Same sport. Yeah,
close. It's actually discus.
Same sport.
College hoops, 70 and 92. Talk to me, somebody.
Another clue?
Yeah.
5 seasons.
70 and 92 college hoops.
Right, 162 games over a five-year span. That's why I thought it would be Juwan, but Juwan wasn't here for 5 years.
All right, I really don't want to say this because I think I'm right, and it will sound like I'm cheating on everything.
No, this is your day.
Jerry Stackhouse record at Vanderbilt.
That is correct,
and he is
holy hell.
I forgot.
Man, I am not. David. I'm not cheating. It's just the first one.
I'm waiting for David to just start saying, "I am truly anointed." My goodness.
David giving out Powerball numbers.
Jeez.
Oh, don't say that around here, Rico. They might want some numbers soon. Okay,
Powerball numbers at 4.
Damn. All right. Next.
Okay.
Let David play.
10 at 23. 10 at 23.
That sounds like contract terms.
Right, but who would sign that kind of a deal?
Wait, what is that?
What is that, like the deal Magic Johnson signed in 1980? Like what?
10 at 23.
It's the anniversary.
Yeah. What?
Okay, here's a hint.
Yes, please.
23 represents years old. 23 years old.
10 at 23. Rico, I am miffed. Guys, any support? Here,
it's something that Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting this week.
No, you said 23 years old, so that takes Wimby out of my mind. I was thinking something for Wimby, but he's not 23.
It is NBA.
10 at 23.
Kenny's quit. He's out
there.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You know another hint?
Yes.
10 days at 23 years old.
Is it Anthony Edwards related?
Somebody is going to play and is offered a 10-day contract.
At 23 years old.
Yes.
What?
Whoa. This is going to have to be what? Someone local that we're supposed to know?
No.
All right. Rico?
I don't know.
Kenny's just playing with his beard, so forget it. There's no help from him.
Per ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Sixers will sign 23-year-old former Charlotte Hornets center Kai Jones to a 10-day contract on Friday. Whether or not that has happened yet today, I don't know. That was the rumor.
Why are you looking at me with disgust? It wasn't my thing. Don't look at me that way.
It's your friend.
Oh. It's your friend.
Okay, I'm not sure that one. We could be here for an hour and I wouldn't have got
right.
that. Let's try again.
Here we go.
Any Korean baseball fastbacks for anybody? Oh, my God.
That was NBA. What was
Korea, that? By the numbers.
You know how many people are in the NBA?
10-day deals? We don't pay attention to 10-day deals.
I'm like, if it was local, like, oh, well, you know, okay.
I'm like racking my brain. I'm like
did Antoine Davis get a 10-day deal?
Keto Benson back in the league?
It was a legit headline.
Raleigh right. Marshall? Like, what?
Here's another one.
Wow.
56%. On 17. 56% on 17.
56% on 17. What? David, you're the one who's good at it this week.
56%. What sport?
It's got to be hoops.
No.
Could what? Be football.
56% on 17?
David.
56% on 17 and it's not basketball?
17 would represent almost being done with the game.
Is this golf? 56% on hole 17. I don't know.
That's not even a...
Kenny, I don't know, because... Kenny, games Kenny. All, think about it. Game's almost over. 18th hole is last hole in golf. 17. I've been watching a lot of golf with Evan.
It's not called a game. It's a round.
Roberto, am I right?
He is right. The Players' Championship is underway at TPC Sawgrass, which features the iconic 17th hole. On an average day, 56% of amateur golfers hit their ball into the water surrounding the 17th hole.
Okay, what? That's a really cool stat.
Wow.
I don't know how you thought we were getting to that.
I think I deserve.
What do you think we do?
I think I deserve a ton of credit for that.
I'm going to say,
got it.
I'm going to say Kenny got that right, even though he didn't get it right. Yeah. He got it right
he was
because
close. Very close.
You, sir, what are
do you
an
think,
MF.
What do you think we do? Like three. I don't know. The amount of times. Like,
Rico, it's simple. He's an MF, and that doesn't stand for my friend.
Maybe we should have Evan look through these before he brings them in here. A little bit of quality control.
Evan,
can you imagine playing Pictionary with this guy?
Wow, we don't get everyone right. Wow.
Hey, Sistine Chapel. Go!
16th Chapel.
Listen, I love the game because it makes you think. Roberto, you got to dial down the difficulty here.
All right.
These NFL contracts this week, and he didn't use one of them.
David.
Too easy.
Instead of going 2 at 49, right. Daniil Hunter,
thank
he
you.
Goes
you would know that,
2
right?
at 23.
10 at 23.
Oh, what's that? Oh, the homeless man returned his pop bottles and he had 23 of them.
You know, the guy who got the 10-day contract.
5 iron.
Axel Foley.
Get out. I mean, my God. And that is sports. I the numbers.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.